The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 16. Live on Twitter and Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420. Of course, all information on the show can be found stonerjesus.net. Social media links, past episodes, all that good shit. Stonerjesus.net. Those of you watching this live, you may be saying to yourself, hey, Stoner Jesus, what the fuck's going on? First of all, it's been 18 days since the last show. I know that. I understand. Told you before, I got two other shows I'm doing. They take priority over this one, but it's the original, the OG, if you will, Stoner Jesus Show. It's my show. I answer to no one for it. I can do whatever I want. Right now, it's 3:04 a.m. Eastern Time on December 29th, 2018. I'm doing some drinking, doing some smoking. I'm gonna do a fucking show. That's what I do. What do the kids say? That's how I do it. That's how I do's it. I'm not drunk enough yet for that to sound cool. This still sounds dumb. Yes, you're wondering. Not much of a drinker. Same bottle of Jim Beam I've been drinking on the show for, I don't know, a year and a half? I have no idea. No fucking idea. So, it is what it is. Take a shot. I was looking for some background music to, interlude. Is that the word I'm looking for? No. Just not good. Just not good. You know what? I'm doing a show at 3 o'clock in the morning. Can I not drink? I don't think that's possible. Shut that shit off. Kill that music. I was going to tell the engineer to kill that music, but there's nobody here. It's just me. So I'm the one that needs to kill the music. Welcome, everyone. As I said, we got a lot of stuff going on tonight. It's going to be the last show of the year. I can guarantee you that. I'm not going to do another show in the next couple days. Profiles in Death on George H.W. Bush. We also did some Would You Rather New Year's Eve edition earlier tonight on Twitter. Make sure you follow me on Twitter and Periscope by Stoner Jesus 420. Of course, you can find the show many places besides stonerjesus.net. We got cannabisradio.com, a bunch of great podcasts on there. iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher. Oh, I think iHeartRadio wasn't updated for a while, but now it has been updated. During the time that iHeartRadio was not being updated, iTunes was being updated. But now iTunes is not being updated, and iHeartRadio is. So, whatever. You know, find it, whatever. Stitcher feeds directly from stonerjesus.net, so that's always up to date as well. So we're doing a lot tonight. Also, we're going to talk about That's So Raven. You remember that show? That's So Raven? I know a lot of you do. Maybe you had a crush on Raven Simone. And when I say I had a crush on Raven Simone, let me be specific. I had a crush on That's So Raven, Raven Simone, not Cosby Show, Raven Simone. I want to make that distinction very, very clear. Because you say, oh, I wanted to fuck Raven Simone. They're like, which one? The legal one. The legal one. The younger one was cute, but she was, you know, tiny. But adult Rave and Simone, like bam and bam and, you know, bam. You know what I'm talking about. Another, that other white chick, forget her name, Vandersnoot. No, was Vandersnoot. Wasn't that guy that killed that girl on the beach? Anyway, doesn't matter. The two hot chicks. We're not talking about either one of them. We're talking about the guy. You remember the guy? He's kind of crazy now. Well, apparently he's he went to Dr. Phil. I don't know. I saw it and I was like, oh, this has show written all over it. That I have to, you know. That's what I have to do. So, Orlando Brown, that's his name. I know. I call him That's So Raven Guy. I even, there, you see on the little graphic, That's So Raven Guy. I really should put Orlando Brown, but I'm not going to. Fuck him. I think he's looking for attention. But we'll see officially what the deal is. Stories from E! Online. There's also a video, a little Dr. Phil preview that accompanies it. Orlando Brown wears snake eye contacts for Dr. Phil intervention. Seven shockers. That's right, E! News compiled seven shocking moments or parts of Orlando Brown, a.k.a. That's the Raven Guy, on Dr. Phil. By the way, this is a slight aside. Did they ever make a That's So Raven porn parody? What am I doing? That's not what I want to do. That's what I want to do. Did they ever make a That's So Raven porn parody? While I'm asking this question, let's look at this guy with his snake eye contacts. It's pretty badass. I don't know if that's what I would have chosen to go on Dr. Phil, but then again, I've never been asked to go on Dr. Phil, so what the fuck do I know? Maybe snake eyes is the way to go. I don't know. Say, Dr. Phil, peep this shit in my eyes. Anyway, Orlando Brown, as I said, the guy, the dude from That's So Raven had the hot chick on, you know, either side of it, but a porn parody, a That's So Raven porn parody, I think that would be pretty good, because both the chicks on that show were hot as fuck. Anyway, back to That's So Raven guy. So apparently he goes on Dr. Phil. He shocked fans, according to E, with a bizarre look and strange statements during an interview with Dr. Phil following years of legal and personal turmoil, and is not interested in getting help from him in the O-O's, the aughts. The actor played Eddie Thomas opposite Raven Simone on her hit Disney Channel show, but in recent years his career has stalled as he's run into trouble with the law quite a bit. That's a very tactful way of putting it. According to Dr. Phil, he, quote, has gone from a promising young actor to a homeless, mentally ill addict whose friends fear is near death. The now 30-year-old actor appeared on Dr. Phil on that episode that aired on Friday to talk about his life and past troubles, and he looked a bit different. Of the seven shockers that E! Talks about, the first one was snake eyes. They're my Michael Jackson eyelids, Brown told Dr. Phil, wearing lime green snake eye contact lenses from the Thriller music video. Well, they're not eyelids, first of all. They're contacts for your eyes. They're not the lids. The lids is the thing, the flap that comes. I know, it doesn't matter. First, let's check out this video. This little preview of the Dr. Phil.
From Disney star to homeless and in danger.
I called in because Orlando, he has mental problems. He's burnt so many bridges, no one wants to deal with him. If you can't help, he does not have a chance.
Orlando Brown.
Out of nowhere, he'll say, Michael Jackson's my father. I own Neverland.
Does he want help?
Yes, he does.
I think that you're experiencing some confusion, and I'm offering to help you.
A Dr. Phil exclusive.
You seem kind of confused. Seem a little confused there, That's So Raven guy. Can I ask you a question? Did you ever see Raven Simone's big titties and big milky fat fucking titties? What was the areolas like? Were they big? They were little, like the pancakes, were they brown? They're pink. They kind of blend in with the skin, or their cocoa butter skin, or is like, you know, like a different color? Like, what? Tell me about the Raven Simone titty situation. That's the way the interview should have gone, I'm sure. That it did not. Continuing with the shockers from Orlando Brown, That's the Raven guy. He says, Michael Jackson is his father. My full name was Orlando Brown, Prince Michael Jackson Jr., a.k.a. Blanket. The actor later said, laughing, my nickname I gave to myself. My father was Michael Jackson, the great Michael Jackson. I used to always wonder why I'm so astronomically blessed and gifted when it comes to being talented. I rap, sing, I do everything immaculately. Does he, though? Does he rap and sing? If you rap and sing and no one has any idea that you rap and sing, do you really rap and sing? It's a big philosophical question. The eyes. I also just speaking to different Jackson family members that, you know, have confirmed it. So, yeah, it's a blessing to know that. I can sit here today and say that, yeah, the Michael Jackson was my father. Now, a few theories about all this. Other stuff is not really all that shocking. There's chicks I'm talking about. That. Now, that's a porn parody. Yeah. So, Orlando, when I got to sit here on the Dr. Phil show, tell me about them the big raven titties. Did you ever see them big raven titties? He does say later, apparently, after saying that he has several kids and some bullshit about getting sober and getting help, he does say that he at some point would like to propose to Raven. Where did that go? I know I read that. I didn't dream that. That he wanted to marry Raven Simone. There we go. He wants to marry Raven Simone. Brent also said that he maintains a good relationship with Raven Simone, although he hasn't seen her much lately, adding, I want to marry her. I have to find out a way to ask her. Right now, I'm just chilling. Okay, so look. A lot of stuff's going on here. We've seen a lot of this before with celebrities going off the deep end. Being a child celebrity is not exactly the most... being a child celebrity is not exactly the bedrock of being a well-adjusted person, obviously. Look, four things are going to be going on here. One, he's on a lot of drugs, and it could be any combination of these four, two, three, four of them, one of them, I don't know. One, he's on a shit ton of drugs. Got problems, a lot of pills, personality-altering things. Two, he misses being famous. He wants to be famous again. He's going the Lindsay Lohan, Amanda Bynes route to try to get back there, which never really works. So if that's the goal, no. I would go back to that rapping and singing thing that he was talking about earlier. Another possibility is he's just an eccentric guy and thinks all this is funny. Again, he could be a combination of any number of these things. He thinks it's funny to say Michael Jackson is my father, and he laughs and he thinks, you know, he's being a comic on Dr. Phil. Or there's always a distinct possibility with everybody we talk about on these kinds of stories. He's just fucking nuts. He's just plain out fucking batshit crazy. These are all possibilities. Now, do I know Orlando Brown? Obviously not. If I did, I'd have him on the fucking show. Does he have a Twitter? Does Orlando Brown have a Twitter? I'll talk to him all day. I'll talk to him about any fucking thing he wants to talk about at any point, at any time. I'm doing a fucking show at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't give a shit. I'll talk to Orlando Brown at 5:45 in the fucking morning. We'll talk about Michael Jackson. He can wear whatever contacts he wants. All that shit. I wonder if he has a Twitter. I'm going to tweet at him. Yeah, man. I get you. We get each other. Anyway, so what's up with that So Raven guy? I don't know. Should be working on that, trying to fuck Raven Simone thing. Forget about this other bullshit. Michael Jackson's your father. Shut up. Shut up. Call Raven up. Be like, what's up with that milky titties? I'm not going to get that. Bam. I'm saying bam. Cannabis lawyer is in the chat room on Periscope. Ask Stoner Jesus 420. As I said, follow me on Periscope at Stoner Jesus 420. Hit them notifications. Make sure you get notified when I go live, because you never know. As you can see right now, you never know when it's going to happen. Talk about bam. You'd be like, bam. It's on my phone. Technology. Amazing shit. Coming up, we got Profiles in Depth on George H.W. Bush. Also, a little bit later, we did some Would You Rather questions earlier tonight on Twitter about New Year's and traditions and things of that nature. Talk about those results. Coming up, Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 16. We are live, as I said, very early, on the morning of December 29th, 2018. The last show of the year. Bunch of great shite, bunch of great shite coming up. So much great shite. Yes, Raven, the campus lawyer. Raven Simone, that's so Raven. It's what Orlando Brown should be focused on. Instead, he's got just too much. There's too much going on. And by the way, not for nothing, but as somebody who has that much shit going on, something should be happening besides him going on Dr. Phil. The only reason Orlando Brown made the news is because he was going on Dr. Phil. He's supposed to be this great rapper, this great singer. He's doing all kinds of shit. He's all this creativity bubbling out of his head. Kind of focus that shit. You know? Get you a podcast. It's big. It's all the rage. Podcasting. That's my advice. Not that Orlando Brown, you know, he needs to come to me for advice, but get a podcast and try to bang Raven with Simone. That's my 2-point plan to you getting back on your feet, Orlando Brown. Take it to the bank or, you know, wherever. The bank or whoever will take it. Stern G's Show Live. We'll be back after this, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20. And free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having Hemptations.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us, CannabisRadio.com.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, lady marijuana, llama, tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Pierre Savant speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry on Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Shit, son. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. As I said, I'm not much of a drinker. And that's why. It's one of the reasons. I would say 80% of the drinking that I've done in my life was done before I was 21. By the time I was 21, I was tired of it. Shit gets old, man. Let me tell you a little story before we get into profiles and death. I was a teenager. I thought it was cool to get really, really fucking drunk. I was smoking weed, you know, maybe some other stuff. Maybe took some acid a few times. But I thought, yeah, man, I'm fucking 17, whatever. I think that's what it was. 17, 18, something like that. That's where it's at. Is the drinking. So one night I got an 8-pack of Sunny D. You know, kind of like the Gatorade packs coming down. I don't know if the Sunny D still does. I had 8 Sunny Ds. I don't know what they were. 12 ounces? I have no idea. I would open one, take a big swig from it, and then fill it back up with vodka, shake it, and then drink the rest of it. I did that 8 times in the span of about 20 minutes. The next day, I woke up and proceeded to vomit so violently that I busted a blood vessel in one of my eyes. I don't remember. It was fucking over 20 years ago. I don't remember which eye. But I busted a blood vessel in the eye. So I just hit one of my eyes was just fucking blood red. Everything that wasn't my pupil was just solid red, pretty much. It's a drinking story. If you kids out there think drinking's cool and you see me here swigging some Jim Beam out of a plastic bottle and you think that is what I aspire to, well, first of all, I'm sorry. Not everybody can do this. Second of all, I think twice. I'm killing fucking brain cells, son. And I got a cold. It's like the flu. It's a whole fucking thing. Oy vey. It's a whole fucking thing. Now it is time for profiles and death. And again, I've neglected to get any kind of music for this. It's very disappointing. Very disappointed in myself. What are you going to do? I get some music on my phone and like blast it into the microphone. That'd be very professional. Speaking of professional, hold on, stand by. It's a little better. Holy crap. It's really... Whose idea was it to do this at 3 o'clock in the morning? Was it mine? I don't think it was. I think it was someone else. Anyway, Profiles of Death. It's been a long 2,000 years since the end of the New Testament, myself as St. Peter. We're up to a lot of shenanigans, a lot of tomfoolery in that time. For many of those decades, we were on the radio. We were on various radio stations in different parts of the country. Got fired a lot for many reasons. Not going to point fingers or lay blame at anyone, but, you know, St. Peter, some things happened. We got fired. We moved around a lot. So we met a lot of people. We've hung out with a lot of people in the 2,000 years since the end of the New Testament. A lot of shit's gone on. We'll tell you some of those stories in a little segment I like to call Profiles of Death. It used to be called something else. What was that? I don't know. I don't remember. I seriously do not remember what this segment used to be called. I called it whatever it was, whatever that was, for like 2 years. And somehow morphed into Profiles of Death. But what it was before that, I have no fucking idea. Think about that for a second. Then we'll go back to the story. So we talk about people who are deceased, either they were deceased long ago, they've been deceased a long time, or they were more deceased recently, or deceased more recently, rather. So today, Profiles in Death, we're talking about George H.W. Bush, president number 41? Yeah, 41. Old 41. President George H.W. Bush. I'd grab women by the ass and tell the same stupid joke over and over again. He was a war hero, he ran the Iraq war, he was Reagan's vice president, and then he was president for 4 years, and they fucked that up. Bill Clinton became president. Anyway, he just croaked. That's the point. That's why it's called Profiles in Death. He's fucking dead. George H.W. Bush. Now, Profiles in Death, I talk about when either myself or St. Peter or both of us had a run-in with said deceased person sometime in the past. Of course, we had one run-in with George H.W. Bush. He was on our show. He ran for president in 1980. As I said, long time since the end of the New Testament. Me and St. Peter were doing a lot of shit. One of those things that we've been doing, or we did, was we were on the radio. And in 1980, we were on the radio in New Hampshire. New Hampshire was a big state. George H.W. Bush, in 1980, was running against Ronald Reagan in the Republican primaries for president. So we came on our show, obviously, not like knowing what it was all about. Not really, you know, really any advance word, I guess, to him that the way things were on the show. So, of course, to myself and St. Peter, George H.W. Bush, he's running for president. He wants to talk about presidential politics, politicky stuff. But, of course, St. Peter wasn't having any of that. I don't know what he was on that morning. Like pills, alcohol, drain cleaner, all three, probably. I don't know. I've never been able to keep up with St. Peter's intake. I'm fucking taking tiny swigs out of a Jim Beam. I've seen St. Peter drink a 32-ounce jug of Drano in under 45 minutes. It was really fucking impressive, but I'm also sure it was quite destructive to his insides. In any case, so he's running for president. And we start talking, well, St. Peter, someone said we start talking about St. Peter, because I remember this, I was silent through most of this. St. Peter just went on and on and on. He started talking about how we got fired from our last radio gig. We were in Lansing, Michigan. It was earlier in 1980. We ended up in New Hampshire after getting fired from Lansing. I remember this as well. Quite vividly. St. Peter, when disco first started, St. Peter was very much a fan of disco. He was on that shit, as the kids say. But as time went on, he became disillusioned with disco. And again, I know I'm beating a dead horse here. Whatever he was on this day in Lansing, Michigan, when he decided on the air to take a Donna Summer 45... take out his weirdly erect penis. I don't know why I said weirdly. I guess it was the time of day because we were on the mornings. It doesn't matter. He proceeded to fuck the Donna Summer 45. You know the little hole in the middle of the record? He stick his dick in there, and, well, give you a visual, and give it this motion. This right here. There's you listening to the audio of the show. You're missing this shit. It was about as erotic as that as well. So that got us fired from Lansing. Well, anyway, fast forward to New Hampshire. He's telling this fucking story to George H.W. Bush. This man is running for president of the United States. And St. Peter is telling him about how he fucked a Donna Summer 45 live on the air. And that's when we got fired from our last job. But he wasn't done. St. Peter wasn't done during this whole fucking rigmarole. I think it's the first time I ever used that word on the show. Rigmarole. He proceeds to ask George H.W. Bush, who also ran the CIA previously, how many people he killed while running the CIA. I remember George H.W. Bush, he was very evasive in that area, which I would have been as well. And that's about the time that I figured it was good to wrap up the interview before we became. Now, St. Peter, if George H.W. Bush would have St. Peter killed by the CIA, I don't care. But my association with St. Peter might have gotten me, you know, whacked as well. And I wasn't having that shit. So we cut the interview. Anyway, long story short, we met another future president that day. Because we ended up slamming 40s with George W. Bush in a red Ford pickup truck behind the station later that night. Myself and St. Peter, I don't know how many 40s we slammed. It was, do y'all remember Wiedemann? Do you remember Wiedemann beer? I don't know if it was a national thing. I don't know if it was a regional thing. But in some places, you could get Wiedemann beer. It came with some of the little bottles. If you got the little bottles, they were like little midget bottles. I'm sorry. Midget, you can't say midget. Little people? They were like little people bottles of beer. Anyway, they also have 40 ounces. So we're slamming 40s with George W. Bush before he stopped drinking later that night. It's another story. I guess we'll tell that story whenever he kicks the bucket in Profiles in Death. That was Profiles in Death with George H.W. Bush, a.k.a. the time that St. Peter told a future president of the United States. Well, I guess he told the story again to George W. Bush that night. I think he went into great detail about it. So he told two future presidents in one day that he had fucked a Donna Summer 45 live on the air in Lansing, Michigan. You know what? I don't want to make fun of that, but that's actually impressive. I don't normally praise St. Peter, but that was an impressive day. Good for you. If you're watching this, St. Peter, good for you. You crushed that shit that day. Historic, epic proportions. Coming up, we have a New Year's edition of Would You Rather. Did some Would You Rather poll questions on Twitter today at StonerJesus420. We'll check out those results. Coming up here on the Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 2, Verse 16. We're live in the early morning hours of December 29th. Sorry, I got a cold. I'm snotting into the microphone. Hold on, stand by. There we go. No, that's not better at all. Anyway, Stoner Jesus Show Live. I have been drinking, not much tolerance, but that's okay. The fucking show is almost over, bitches. Would you rather? Coming up, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need, OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape, they got single seeds, they got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show Live. As you know, New Year is almost upon us. And apparently there's some kind of party going on somewhere in the Stoner Jesus Studio Complex. Again, they've chosen to plan these parties while I'm live on the air. But that's fine. Maybe they just need my live show to be able to get their party on.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But St. Peter did pull himself away.
That's it. That's
to be with me to do this.
Yeah.
St. Peter's New Year's Resolutions.
Yeah.
Segment. St. Peter's been drinking copiously.
Copiously.
And Lord knows what else.
Copiously.
Peter.
Drinking what?
You ready to do this resolutions list, man?
Yeah, man. Let's get it done and do it. And I'm going to fucking knock it right, dude. I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm saying.
You got the list?
Yeah. I got it right here, man. I got it right here.
Okay. This is.
All right.
Stoner Jesus Show, St. Peter's.
Yeah.
New Year's resolutions. Lay it on me, Peter.
First thing I'm going to try to do is, I'm going to try to get more pussy.
Ah.
More pussy. Try to get more pussy.
How do you propose to do that?
Well, I'm not really sure. Jesus, I need to step up my game.
I see.
Or whatever.
I see.
Get some pussy. What's a pussy?
Okay, well, let's keep going.
Yeah. I want to move out of the basement of the studio complexity here.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, you know what I'm saying?
Probably be a good idea.
Yeah, it would.
How are you going to do that?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, it's not like I got to do some things. And then some things got to follow those things, and you know. And then I'm out, and it's great.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? What?
What's, you got something next?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to win the lottery. Jesus. Lottery.
That's a good one. That would take care of a lot of problems at once, I would think.
Oh yeah.
What lotteries do you play?
Well, I don't right now currently per se play any lotteries, if you will. But then, what?
You know what? Never mind. It doesn't matter.
What?
It doesn't matter. Let's just get through this.
Okay.
Let's just get through this.
Yeah.
So we can all get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
You got more?
Yeah. I got one more.
Right, New Year's resolution, St. Peter.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I got two more. Good. I'm gonna quit smoking crack. Jesus.
That's probably a good one as well.
Yeah.
How are you gonna do that?
I'm just kidding you, Jesus. I'm not gonna quit smoking crack. It's awesome.
Oh.
Crack is awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
It's awesome.
I disagree, but.
Yeah, you can't disagree. You know.
Be that as it may.
Yeah.
You got any more?
Yeah, no, I got one more now.
All right.
I want more. I'm going to become a famous radio host. Things and stuff with St. Peter. Check your local listings.
Things and stuff
with St. Peter.
Hey, man, I wish you all the luck.
Yeah.
Wish you all the luck, dude.
I'm going to crush you, dude.
All right.
Yeah, I'll crush you, and I'll be awesome.
All right.
St. Peter.
Oh, are you... You okay, Peter? Peter? I really can't see him. He's like under the table. He doesn't seem to be any kind of movement from over there. Peter? No response. Well, what do we do now? I guess he'll sleep it off. Or he won't wake up. Either way, kind of sounds like not my problem. I'm gonna go find his fucking party. I wanna drink some. Stoner Jesus wants to party. Where's the party for Stoner Jesus? What, it's because fucking Christmas is over? I'm done? I'm not done, son. I'm going to party. I'm going to wear a stupid hat and sing that fucking song at midnight. And I want to stick my tongue down an intern's throat. Come on. New year on the way. Stoner Jesus Show Live. More comedy, music, all that stuff. Coming up.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the second annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 2nd and 3rd at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for another can't-miss event sponsored by the radio and podcast leader for all things cannabis, CannabisRadio.com. Learn more at usccexpo.com.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 2, Verse 16. We are live on stonerjesus.net, or on stonerjesus420, rather. Shows and all that shit are on stonerjesus.net, stonerjesus420 on Periscope and Twitter. Don't have a regular day or time anymore. It's early morning hours of the 29th, December 29th, 2018, as we speak. So, you know, it's whenever. Like I said, get those notifications so you know when I'm live, if it turned up. So if I go live at 3 o'clock in the morning, well, it'll notify you and wake you up. So you know what's up. What's up right now? We did some Would You Rather earlier today on Twitter. A little interaction, a little feedback from the peeps, from the homies, etc. I'm too tired to do a big long list. You just pretend I did a big long funny list like I normally do. Gets you through the night. Would you rather New Year's Eve edition? Do a little thread, a little poll thread, as we usually do on Twitter at StonerJesus420. Of course, would you rather New Year's edition? We did four questions tonight. Get some answers. And as always, as I always say, you kind of want to get two evenly matched answers so you get close to 50-50, as close to 50-50 as you can. Unless, of course, you're like trying to make a point or whatever. But let's see how I did tonight in that realm. Maybe. I'm just going to scroll down. There you go. Shit, man. Come on. Whoops. Now see. Oh, look at that. All kinds of problems. Would you rather see the New Year's Eve show hosted by... You know what I'm talking about. The New Year's Eve show. It's the one... It's like he has like fucking Dick Clark or whatever. Why is it not coming up now on my my screen? There it is. Would you rather see the New Year's Eve show hosted by either Kanye West on Ecstasy or Michelle Wolf on Speed? If you don't know who Michelle Wolf is, go Google her. Very grating voice. Imagine that voice sped up. Anyway, the voters... Imagine they would rather see Kanye on Ecstasy. 59% said that. Only 41% said Michelle Wolf on Speed. I've got to be honest. I would like to see the New Year's Eve show hosted by Kanye on Ecstasy. I think that would be awesome. Would you rather New Year's Eve edition. Would you rather have a New Year's Eve ball dropped on you made of maggot-infested meat or horse shit? Horse shit blew away maggot-infested meat. 87% said they would rather have a New Year's Eve ball made of horse shit dropped on them as opposed to maggot-infested meat, proving scientifically that most people would rather, you know, they'd rather have shit dumped on them than maggots. Do I agree? Yeah, probably I do. Would you rather, New Year's Eve edition, would you rather have bottle rockets shot from your mouth or ass? 67% said ass. Only 33% said mouth. I guess, yeah, if you were to take firework damage, you would want it to be done to your ass before your face. Although, I don't know. I mean, it depends on how much damage we're talking. Because you can't shit. That's a problem. It's a fucking problem, son. Last one. When you kiss someone to ring in the new year, would you rather kiss Betty White's vagina or a New York City subway handrail? 65% say they would rather kiss to ring in the new year Betty White's vagina. 35% said a New York City subway handrail. I got to agree. The more I thought about this, the more I thought, you know what? Betty White's vagina, it's probably just like, you know, like a little bed of like really dry straw. It smells like hard candies. So imagine you're in a bar and you're laying on, you know, some straw and it smells like hard candies. I imagine that's what Betty White's vagina was like. So yeah, I'll kiss it. Whatever. Yeah, I said it. Whatever. You don't know me. Anyway, that, I guess, is that the note we're going to end on? I guess it is. Betty White's vagina. All right. Whatever, man. I've done worse. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. All information on the show, of course, can be found at stonerjesus.net. Go check us out there. Past episodes, check us out on canvasradio.com as well. Past live streams on Periscope of Stoner Jesus 420. You'll watch those. All that stuff. Check me out on the High Noon Hemp Show every Wednesday on the Hemptations Beach page on Facebook. And of course, cannabis news for the Marijuana Times. I do it 5 days a week. MarijuanaTimes.org. Check it out. Thanks, everybody. Keep spreading the word about SternJesus.net. We got our 8th anniversary on SternJesus.net coming up in February. Big shit. Big shit, son. That's right. Big shit, son. That's the note we're going to end on. Thanks, everybody, for watching. As always, peace, bitches.